Hello there and welcome to all our listeners in podcast land. It's another Irish Examiner sports podcast. Well, as we said, a sports podcast with a difference in this time of coronavirus. We're working our way around the world talking to GAA club members. This week we're heading to Austria to Vienna Gaels, and I'm delighted to welcome the co-chairperson of the Vienna Gaels GAA club, Noel Fitzgerald, to the programme. Noel, lockdown and easing of lockdown restrictions is the big topic of conversation here in Ireland as we're on our steps through the summer to ease restrictions, and a big landmark weekend though in Austria with easing of restrictions last Saturday, I believe.
That's right, Jack Holland. The 1st of May, I think it was Friday, 1st of May, they loosened up the restrictions on meeting people. So now you're allowed to meet up to 10 people outside, as long as you keep a 1 meter distance. And then more importantly to the Vienna Gaels, sports wise, they've allowed sports such as tennis and golf, basically sports that allow a big distance between people. The Austrian government didn't specify anything about hurling, but we took it as a signal that we can have a casual puck about on Sundays. So we're having we used to have a puck about on Sundays before the pandemic kicked off in the big local park in Vienna here, the Prater. So we're planning on starting that back on Sunday. So hopefully it'll go well for us.
Okay. Now let's just take a step back from before Friday, May 1st. What was the lockdown like for you personally in the weeks prior to that?
Personally, prior to the lockdown, so I signed up as the co-chairperson of the Gaels in January at our AGM. And what I anticipated was a bit more responsibility with regards to if we host a tournament, making sure that runs well, making sure we pay the fees for our renting facilities for training, making sure everyone pays their membership fees. That sort of thing was what I expected doing. What I didn't expect was an even higher level of responsibility with regards to a duty of care towards our members. At the start of March, the first cases of coronavirus were arising in Austria, but there was no government issued restrictions on movement. It was rumored that there was something going to happen. Everyone was panic shopping, so on and so forth. Indeed, we went to a neighboring club across the border for a friendly tournament, only to find out that a kid at a school in that country got the virus, and then three members of that club that played against us were self-isolating. And then we had to go and text all of our members about, so just to let you know, there are people that played against us last Saturday that are self-isolating, no cause for alarm. But I mean, as a amateur sports chairperson, you don't expect to have to send texts like that or make decisions like, we have handball every Saturday in the colder months, and we decided to just postpone or cancel that for the time being, despite there being no regulations set out by the Austrian government until, I think it was the 15th of March, that a lockdown was put in place then. And then it was much easier for us to say anything because everything was cancelled for us. But yeah, for that week or two before that, it was a little bit uncomfortable as someone who was responsible for the club to try and make those kind of decisions, you know?
Oh, yeah, undoubtedly. Were you in contact with Croke Park or anyone back home in terms of what the strategy was?
We were kept regularly in touch by Gaelic Games Europe, who would be our representative towards Croke Park, kind of there. If you look at Europe as, it's kind of treated as an entire, as a county, and then our county board would be Gaelic Games Europe, and they would then refer to us their guidelines based on Croke Park's guidelines. And sure, they're a little different here as to what they would be back in Ireland. We're hoping to return to action sooner than in Ireland in Europe, but yeah, we would listen to them and their guidelines. But again, they were going on the dark as well as everyone else was at the time. These are unprecedented times, you know, and they're dealing with a series of different countries and different regulations, and the cases are different in every different country, and the government's guidelines are different. So it's a big task for them as well. I wouldn't blame them for any lack of clarity, you know.
Yeah, in relation to the lockdown itself then in Austria when it kicked in, Noel, what were the regulations like in comparison to here in Ireland?
Well, I know from talking to my family, keeping in touch with my family, that they were probably nicer in Austria than in Ireland, to be honest. This the 2 kilometer restriction on movement wasn't in place here like it was at home. So you're allowed to go out and go running, exercising on your own, or walking on your own, or with your housemates or whoever lives in your household. And that was about it. So essential shops stayed open and everyone worked from home. So, I mean, it was pretty similar to Ireland, except with the restriction, but except for the restriction of movement regulation, you know.
Okay. Now, in relation to the 1st of May, and then when golf clubs and tennis clubs and everything were allowed to open, was there a mass rush on those things?
I don't think so. You know, the feeling here is still quite cautious. The case numbers are really, really low. Last time I checked, there were 1,500 active cases, but that was about a week ago. So I'm sure it's reduced again. I haven't checked recently. But there wasn't a massive rush back. People are still quite cautious about it. And it's quite easy to be cautious now, because everyone else in the entire world is probably still in lockdown, or, you know, in the throes of the virus. So the entertainment options are still quite good. For example, every week for the last 2 weeks, the Gaelic Games Europe has organized a pub quiz on Zoom with all the different clubs in Europe taking part. And there's guys still looking to do the training group. So we had a WhatsApp group during quarantine where everyone logged, had it with a little competition with exercise. So guys would run a certain amount of kilometers, they would give them an X amount of points. And then we all had a big competition to see who could get the most points. And the guys are still keen to do that. So yeah, I don't think that there's much of a rush to get back to things, because, well, it's not the same. You can't use changing rooms, and you better turn up in your gear and play your game and not socialize and go home again. But also, the options for entertaining yourselves are different now post quarantine as they were before. You know.
You mentioned there the hope is to have some class of a puck around this weekend.
That's right, Jack. So every Sunday it was kind of brought in as a social kind of thing to try and encourage people to try hurling, because in a club that's been primarily focused on football up until 2016, the hurling side of the club always needs a bit of work and maintenance. So we tried to introduce a Sunday puck around at the Giant. There's a big park in the middle of Vienna called the Prater. So we go to a big public area and we bring a couple of hurlies, a couple of slitters, and knock the ball around on a Sunday afternoon. We're hoping in the summer then it'll be a bit more of a social thing. Obviously, the plan might change now with regards to the social thing, given the restrictions on meeting people, and you think they will probably keep going with social distancing and whatnot. But yeah, we're planning to have our first one back on Sunday. So that's a big step for us, because we've been reluctant to organise anything under the guise of the club for the last 2 months. So we avoid any potential situations such as anyone turning out to have the virus, and then you're put back in a really awkward position where you have to talk to club members and say, look, you were at this event, and just to let you know, someone got the virus. So if we can avoid that at all, if we can take any steps to avoid that, we'll take them. But for now, the coast is clear and the government guidelines say it's allowed, so we think, why not?
Okay, very good. So tell me a bit about the club itself, Noel.
Yes, so the Vienna Gaels were founded in 2004, and now it's one of Europe's busier Gaelic Games clubs. We're the only club to play three sports. We play Gaelic football, hurling, and handball, as well as ladies football, obviously, and we're trying to start a camogie team this year too. And last year we hosted the Pan-European Football Championships. I think it was the largest one in history. So we hosted about 700 footballers in Vienna for that one-day tournament in October last year. So yeah, we've got a broad membership of people from all sorts of exotic places, from, you know, France, Australia, America, Sligo, Mayo, and even a few dubs. So it's a good vibe and it's really enjoyable.
And has there been a big sense of community as well, as we've seen here back in Ireland, even though the playing side of things is on a whole, the strength of a club is probably more obvious now, if that makes sense?
Yeah, it's kind of funny. People who wouldn't have been at this time of year, been at the forefront of things with the club, are now at the forefront of things with the club. We're having a lot of quizzes, at least a weekly quiz in between the club, and now we're doing this Gaelic Games Europe quiz as well. And the participation in that has been really good. And you see people getting on and people conversing with each other that wouldn't have met before, you know, because we've got, as I said, we've got a broad membership playing three different sports, and very often you've got people who play only one sport, people who only play certain sports, and you just, they don't seem to mix an awful lot. So you never know, maybe it's a good, one of the few good things to come out of the pandemic is an increased sense of community within the club, where people know who each other are that bit more, you know.
Yeah, finally, do you have any plans, Noel, in terms of when you think you'd be stepping it up, getting back into more organized training sessions?
Well, I was listening to the Gaelic Games Europe podcast that was issued yesterday. They issue one twice weekly, and I listened to it yesterday, and they had Tony Bass on. He's the chairperson of Gaelic Games Europe, and their current plan is a step-by-step plan to return to action. So in Austria's case, it's kind of hard to know what the next plan is, because what they say is first go back to training within your club, and then you go back to playing neighboring teams. And then you would go back, then you would move on to playing all the teams in your country, and then you move on to the Gaelic Games Europe, a separate into different regions. So that's the kind of step-by-step plan. Obviously, like everything, it should and should be scaled back if any problems arise. We're scheduled to host a round of the Central Eastern Europe Regional Football Championship in September, which hasn't been cancelled as of yet. Because the three rounds in Bratislava, Zurich and Berlin have been cancelled. They're all pre-June. They've been cancelled. But we're hoping to have our round in September. Even if the borders were allowed to be open with Germany, Slovakia, Czech Republic, which is all very possible, the cases are down in all those countries, we'd have a very big tournament with our neighbouring teams. So we're hoping, our target is that.
Okay, Noel, we'll wish you the very best of luck with that. And who knows, maybe you'll be the first official GA competition of the post-lockdown crisis in 2020. Thanks again for joining us from Vienna today.
Thanks, Colm. Appreciate it.